The Frontera Repertory Theater Company is almost 2 years old, and it's always wonderful to see what they're coming up with next. With me are Catherine Smith McGlynn, co-founding artistic director and executive producer of Frontera Repertory, and actress Rebecca Rivas. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
What do you have in the pike, ladies?
Highway 47.
Oh, tell me all about it.
Well, Highway 47 was written by KG Sanchez, who actually co-wrote our inaugural play, Reentry, that began.
Was
this
amazing.
Yes.
Reentry was, that was a stunner. That
yes,
sticks with you.
It sticks with you. And we're hoping this one will stick as well.
Yes.
It's a wild ride, lots of fun, lots mm-hmm. of family conflict going on, and a little bit of singing, a little bit of dancing.
Yes,
oh,
definitely.
You've got your work cut out there, Rebecca, yeah. because you're the title that gal of the production, are you not?
Yes, it's a one-woman show, so I get to play many, many parts.
It is a one woman. I wasn't
yes.
certain if it was
mm-hmm.
or not.
It's just
wow.
One lady on stage.
Yeah. Have
I
you done?
Know.
You play Gilly, you play Charlie, you play Ramon.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think I tried to count it. I don't know. I think 10.
I
don't know.
At least.
Have you done a one woman show before?
I have. I've done my own, and it's always a task. But, you know, this is the first time I do one that is not my own. It's actually kind of. KJ has only done Highway 47 herself, so this is
oh,
the
goodness.
First time somebody's doing it.
Yes,
that
she
is not
entrusted
her.
Us with her baby.
Yeah, so
now, where does
honored.
KJ hail from?
Tomei.
Tomei,
New Mexico.
Oh, okay.
So right
oh,
up
yes.
the road.
Yes. And will she be present, or has she been? Will she be present for the rehearsals? And
We've been Skyping
okay.
with her, and she was kind enough to set us up with her family in Tomei, which is right on Highway 47.
So you get to study the subject.
Oh, yeah.
Firsthand.
We got to do some
lots
research.
Of research.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, before I get away from the main subject, the play will be taking place on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, May 9th, 10th, and 11th at the lovely Philanthropy Theater, 125 Pioneer Plaza. That's right adjacent to the Plaza Theater. Tell us where we have seen you before in other productions in El Paso so that people will remember, oh, was that her?
Oh, my gosh. The last thing I was in Tom Lee
mm-hmm.
For Tom Lee Month. So I got to work with a great cast of people and Camilla, the other co-founder.
Oh, yes. Camilla Carr. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And that was a great experience. So that was the last time I was on stage. I've been
mm-hmm.
directing since I've been back home here at the university. Just finished Arabian Nights and Electricidad last year. But I used to do lots of shows at the Dinner Theater and lots of shows here at the department. But this is definitely a good meaty role.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
and I'm happy to have it on
quite
my plate.
A challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
yeah.
And of course you referenced Tom Lee, Grace Note in a Hard World, which was part of the Tom Lee Month performances.
Mm-hmm.
You played none other than Sarah Lee.
Yes.
And I believe there was a very good effort to duplicate that little flowered dress that she wore in one of my favorite paintings of all
oh,
time, Sarah in
yeah.
the Summertime.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and Camilla gave us some great words, so it was a
yes.
lot of fun.
Yes. Now, you and Camilla Carr, of course, are the
mm-hmm.
the chops behind
partners.
This partners in
crime.
This endeavor and why did you found the Frontera Repertory Theater Company?
We founded Frontera Rep to give the community a place to go, first of all, to have fun and sit back and relax and see a reflection of themselves on stage. Art is so much seen as an imitation of life, and these stories that we're telling on stage resonate universally. And so, you know, while this story is about a family right up the road in New Mexico, believe me, folks in the audience will see themselves.
Oh, yeah. Or an aunt or an uncle or your parents. I mean, just reading it immediately, you know, I felt this connection to the people that she talks about, pieces of her grandmother or her mother are in parts of my mother and parts of my grandmother. I mean,
mm-hmm.
it's just.
And how family members perceive of events happening a little differently than one
oh,
another.
Yeah.
Oh,
you know.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Some of it is our quirky border culture stuff. And I would guess other is just plain old usual insane family dynamic
oh, yeah.
stuff.
Definitely.
You put them together and Yeah, it's going to be, I think, an amazing challenge for you. Also, when I saw the breadth of not only the characters you're playing, but it's comedy, drama, music, dancing, and cutting-edge new media. What does that refer to?
Cutting edge. That refers to the amazing projection design. Alex Koch designed the projection images for the show. And the set is very sparse, and it's really about the acting, the story. And it's framed by these beautiful images that Alex actually captured on his field research trip to Tomé. And he gave us the rights to use it for our production here. And actually, Frontera hosted a projection workshop, advanced master class, and we brought Alex down here from New York City, where he lives in Brooklyn, to run a workshop here at the university for our lighting and design students.
Excellent.
And so we actually, as part of our internship program with UTEP, we have Trent Ware, who is actually going to be, is interning and worked very closely with Alex to get all of the technology where it needs to be for the show.
Is the niche that you had hoped to fill with Frontera Rep indeed fitting nicely the original vision with the current reality?
Absolutely it is, because before there was not within, I would say, the 500-mile radius in terms of a professional equity theater company where we could actually employ artists, not just use artists on stage, which is different from employing an artist on stage and recognizing their professions. I mean, Becky is on faculty here at UTEP, but let's not forget that she is a professional actress.
Yes.
And as part of her creative work, you know, this is also what she does, and this is something that we want to give the opportunity to theater artists in the area and in the region so that we provide a home, a work home, a creative space.
Clearest possible language would be quit asking artists to do everything for free and pay them. Would that be?
Yes.
Excellent. Yes.
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 We like to eat.
It's fascinating to me, and it continues to fascinate me that the arts, of course, you can never be sure of the income end of that.
Yes, it's not a
lifestyle, and yet so often artists are asked to do things for free, and gosh darn it if we don't, because we love it.
We love it, yeah. Yeah.
So easy.
And we're ready. We're ready to share it.
But this is great. So you're able to pay, really, the going rate?
Yes, yes.
Good deal.
It is. It has been. It's been a lot of fun. Oh, yeah.
Tell me about how do you work this Skyping business when you are looking for direction from the playwright?
Oh, well, she's really easy to talk to. So it's just been, you know, it's just conversations asking her, you know, the little ins and outs that maybe she only knows about her mom and her dad.
Ah.
And it was great. I asked her, you know, is there something in there that, you know, something he does or did that, you know, you feel like it just wouldn't be him if that wasn't there. And she gave me this great pointer of how he, when he spoke, he spoke with his chin up in the air, you know. And
oh, yes. And the body language.
Yeah.
So you're reinventing her creation to some degree as you interpret it.
Oh, yeah. Because, I mean, it's actors are always, you know, it's always going to be different with, you know, every Willie Loman is going to be a little bit different because of the actor that's connecting his heart to that of the characters. So I think definitely there will be differences. But, you know, I think she's provided a great script with a lot of guideposts, and we're trying to find those and make it live honestly. And but certainly, you know, she has a folklorico sequence in there, and you know, I used to dance it when I was 13. So it was so
the
it's,
same.
Yeah.
Oh, yes,
so there's lots of places where we line up, and so it makes it a little easier.
And we actually, when we met with her sister said, "Wow, you kind of remind us of KJ."
Yeah.
So there's a.
All right. Yeah, so it's ringing bells even in you as you go.
Oh yeah.
Oh, how interesting! Well, you have certainly piqued our curiosity. This is a must-see. Friday, May the 9th, Saturday the 10th, and Sunday, May the 11th. Performances are at 8 p.m. Friday and Saturday, at 2:30 on Sunday at the Philanthropy Theater. That's above the Plaza Theater. in Pioneer Plaza, the Frontera Repertory Theater Company presents Highway 47, a regional premiere of this wonderful original work by playwright Kate J. Sanchez. I want to thank my guests today, Catherine Smith-McLinn, who is co-founding artistic director and executive producer of Frontera Repertory, and the actress for our one-woman show, Rebecca Rivas. Don't miss Highway 47. Thank you for coming in, ladies.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.